A man's power comes from within. This video is a $50 Patreon request by my man Hugh Nguyen. I'm sorry if I butchered your name, man. I'm not too good with names, but he wanted a video on the topic of where a man's power comes from. What a man must do to keep his power and to achieve the goals he wants. Maybe who a man looks up to keep him going, stuff like that. Essentially, what keeps a man going, what keeps a man powerful. So I figured, I'd use myself as an example in this video to kind of give you guys, some reference points. So basically, me being a man, what gives me my power is a few different things. The first thing I do is definitely my diet. Now, I know you guys are sick, to the core of me talking about this vegan diet that I'm on, but this is truly what helps me. This is one of the very key components that helps keep me centered in my manhood. Now, everyone has different things that work for them. For me, cutting out all that bad food just gives me such a clear conscience and such a feeling of, purity and awareness. And mental focus, that I'm able to really sit down and focus and accomplish tasks that I used to not be able to have the discipline and the attention span to accomplish, when I was eating junk food and drinking soda and smoking dope and eating chocolate cookies and all that shit. By cutting all that out, all I focus on now is what I want to achieve. I don't think about chasing bad habits because I cut them all out. So now, my reticular activation system, my focus is now on, well, what else can I do? Okay, I can try to become successful. I can chase my goals. By cutting out those bad habits, I am now only, there isn't much else to do. Once you cut out your bad habits, there isn't really shit else to do except to be successful. So that's one way that I stay focused. Another way is by working out. Now, I don't necessarily lift weights. I'm not trying to be a bodybuilder. But yeah, I do aerobic exercises and stuff. And this stuff is for me, by the way. I want you guys to know, none of this is to impress women. None of this is to try to get rich. These things genuinely make me feel good on a masculine level. They fill a level of my soul. They nourish me, like, spiritually. That's why I do this. Working out is another way. And while I'm working out, my mind just kind of drifts off into fantasy land, and I'll have like fantasies where I'm like a Dragon Ball Z character, or I'm like a Harry Potter wizard. I know this stuff sounds retarded, but this is just what works for me. Like, I'll be jumping on my trampoline, right, and having fantasies where I'm like a Harry Potter wizard, and I'm like the strongest wizard in all of like Harry Potter land. Like, it's retarded, but for some reason, keeping my imagination strong makes me feel very good. And I've even heard this from different, mentors of mine. Keeping your imagination strong is one of the most effective ways to sort of keep your mind open so that you're able to get new knowledge. People who don't have a strong imagination are generally dull and they're not receptive to new knowledge. That's why one of the first things they do when you go to school, they get you on ADD medication, they get you on Ritalin, all these things, compounded year after year, just kills your imagination. It kills your ability to think outside of the box and makes you basically a conformist and a slave. So that by the time you get to your 9-to-5 job, you'll be a wage slave for the rest of your life. You'll never try to be an entrepreneur or anything. So those are the first two things that I do to kind of stay centered in my manhood. I'd say the very last thing I do, well, no, there's probably two more. The third thing I do is I have men that I look up to, and they cross my mind all the time, and sometimes they talk to me, like their voices pop into my head, and they tell me what to do, in a sense. like my greatest mentor I've ever had was probably Mr. Jones, right? So sometimes I'll be about to do something and Mr. Jones' voice will just pop into my head and be like, Itachi, is this really what you want to do? Or something he said in one of his videos will just echo in my head out of nowhere, and it'll make me not want to do something that I knew was about to be a mistake. And this might even happen with you guys. I'm sure a lot of you guys who listen to my videos, because you listen to my voice so much, it'll just start popping up in your head while you're doing things. Maybe you're about to do something reckless and, you'll remember a sentence that I said in one of my videos and it'll prevent you from doing that. That's one of the benefits of having male mentors. I'd say that is the third thing I do to stay centered in my manhood. I have men that I look up to and that I listen to, and even when I'm not watching their videos, things they say resonate with me and stick with me for a lifetime. There are videos that I haven't seen in years, and I still remember every now and then a certain line from that video will just come into my head from a previous mentor I've had, and I'll remember a little piece of information. So that's definitely the third way. That's another very effective way to stay centered in your manhood is to, have other male mentors to look up to and to learn from. I'd say the very last way that I stay centered in my manhood, and this is probably the least important one, but it's still important. All four of these are important, is to just have, other male friends who are, kind of manly like you are. And they kind of sharpen you, like iron sharpens iron. You guys bounce ideas off each other, Now you have to be careful. You don't want to be around people that are just too dangerous or too ridiculous, But having like masculine friends, not soy boys, not little beta male, fucking guys around you helps keep you sharp. And you guys all kind of radiate that masculine energy, and it's definitely healthy. Back in the days before all this, social media programming and stuff, it wasn't too hard for guys to find like-minded masculine friends. But this day and age, it's like you really have to search for it. But those are just, four ways that I stay centered in my manhood. One more, big shout out to my man, Hugh Nguyen, for the $50 Patreon donation. If anyone else wants a custom MGTOW video on any topic of their choice, click the link below on Patreon, pledge $50, and I'll get a custom video for you, within a couple hours to a day or two tops. Anyways, guys, that's how you stay centered in your manhood. Hope you guys enjoy. Get this video uploaded for you as soon as possible.